I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we get started today, we want to give a huge thanks to one of today's sponsors of the show, Trumi. Trumi makes mushroom-powered wellness gummies to help you do things like focus, sleep, be calm, and more. Feeling good should be natural and easy, and that's why Trumi took some of the best U.S.-grown ingredients and infused them into one of the most delicious gummies on the shelf.
I've been obsessed with incorporating functional mushrooms into my daily routine over the last year, whether that's adding lion's mane powder to my oatmeal or maca to my smoothies, but I love that Trumi has made it easier for all of us by creating full spectrum gummies that mask the mushroom flavor, so incorporating them into your daily routine can be a pleasant experience. Most people aren't aware of the incredible power of mushrooms and their adaptogenic properties. If the word adaptogenic seems daunting to you, in short, adaptogens help the body adapt when you are physically or mentally stressed, so biological processes remain stable or in a state of homeostasis despite the stress.
I love that Trumi has made it easier for all of us by creating full spectrum gummies that taste amazing and you can add to your daily vitamin intake. Their mushroom gummies taste good and can help you conquer your days by staying on track with whatever life throws at you. Find your true me with Trumi and explore the natural world of nootropics.
Thanks again to Trumi for being a sponsor of the Arty Friends podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we have part two of our Vogue 73 questions episodes. We tried to do all this 73 questions in part one, but very badly failed. So we are here with the second half of the questions and we're going to answer them today.
Amazing. So first we're going to catch up to our peaks and then we'll finish off the other half of those. How was your week?
It's been good. I mean, truly, not too many updates here. Been getting on my gym grind, walking on the treadmill, going to plank. Fun update here is that I'm getting back into reading. Had a little pause, but more specifically, I'm getting back into self-help books and like business books. I feel like I always have like go crazy with that genre and I haven't gotten into like business books in a while. So currently reading Principles by Ray Dalio and I'm really liking it. It's a big book. I want to do 50 pages a day so I can get it done in like 11 days. So we'll see. We'll see if I can accomplish that.
Wowzers. Okay.
Wowzers. I think I'll save any other funny stories, I guess, for next week. We are running out of studio time because we did the second part first.
Instead of saying what I have been up to the last week, I was going to follow up on a few claims that I've made on the podcast in our time, because maybe I left you guys hanging. Again, looping back with my dental journey.
I said that
I wasn't using toothpaste, and someone asked that listened. They're like, hey, are you still using toothpaste? Like, do you like that? Is it working? So I had just been using baking soda for the last, like, I don't know, however many months since I said that. It was working great. Two days ago, I thought maybe I'll try some David's. Just pick some up, the David's toothpaste, and I really like it.
What about David's? I've never heard of it. What is it?
It's a very cute package. They do have it at Target or Amazon. I don't know if it's like a big or a small company, but it's like more natural, fluoride-free. It seemed like if you were trying to get into a more natural option, it seems like that would be a great middle ground before going with the baking soda.
Okay.
But they have a few different flavors, and yeah, I'm really liking it. I understand the hype. Also, I was watching this thing the other day, and it reminded me of coupons. When you were a kid, did your family like get all of those like piles with the newspaper of magazines, and then you would like cut out coupons for like the groceries and stuff? And then did your mom have a coupon book?
Yeah, I literally still get coupon leaflets like today.
Oh my gosh. If anyone is too young for this, like our generation and older, that was like the thing. Like, there was no discount code that you put in on a website because you didn't do online shopping. You like had to fucking get scissors and like cut out a coupon to get like 2 for $5 granolas or something and scan them all like at checkout. And you'd have to like go through the coupon book and you'd have it like organized by the categories.
Right.
Oh my gosh, how times have changed.
Wait, what made you think of coupons?
Oh, the series I'm watching from scratch. I don't even know if coupons were in it, but I wrote this down. I wrote this down when I was watching that movie. Oh my God, I have two stories. How are we going to finish this in time? Okay. My back has these like two dimples in it. And when my back goes onto the ground on my yoga mat, it farts very loudly. I have a full recording. And I usually have to wear like a longer tank top, or if we go into like the ab segment, I have to put a towel down. And I know it does this. Fully know, have known since my childhood. I am always so good about putting a towel down. And I forgot my body the other day. And dude, my back farted so fucking loud, like a wet squelch under my back. And what am I supposed to shout in the middle of class? Oh, it's just my back. No. So now I'm sure everyone in class just thinks I like let out the worst fart. I don't know how I'm supposed to save myself from that.
Oh,
it was horrible.
God.
So if you guys are in yoga and you hear really loud sounds, maybe give that person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they also have back dimples like me.
Specifically, if you're in yoga class
and I happen to be in there.
And I happen to be in there and you just hear like a loud noise, it's just my back. That's so funny.
Okay. And then the other quick thing, Clay and I were coming home the other night and this road was closed like between the two cement barricades, but they had the opening open for some reason. So all the cars were turning down this stretch. Well, then the end was blocked off. And so we're like jam packed in there and there was no way for anyone to get out, but have to reverse out. And people just kept coming. So I just throw my car in park because we were like the second car all the way down to the end. Everyone just kept following them in. And I literally got out of my car, ran all the way down to the end. And I'm like directing traffic, like getting everyone to back up, playing, what do you call the person that does traffic?
Director.
Yeah. And I'm like stopping cars on Dodge, like this fast road. And I'm like, do not turn. And they're like, why? And I'm like, just trust me. And I got everyone out of there safely. And everyone was so nice and said thanks, except for this really rude dude. He like literally almost ran me over. And I was like, sir, this is not my fault. The only reason you got out of this tunnel is because I took the time to get out of my car, have Clay get in the drivers and get us all out of here. It was ridiculous. And then I had to pull some orange construction cones like in front of it to make sure no one else went down.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like a real traffic hero.
The city literally needs to give you a medal.
Right?
My peak of the week. My friend Mary was in town and she used to live here. She lives in Kansas City now. So I got to see her and she might be moving back. Aww. So let's just hope that she does. I'm hoping for that.
My peak was I went to my friend's baby shower and it was just so cute. The setting was so lovely. There was fun people there. And the place that got catered is Lola's, which is one of my favorite places in Omaha. They had the focaccia bread and hummus and
wow. Good. It sounds amazing. That baby shower looked poppin'. It was very cute. All right, your guys' peaks. Bree said, I was asked back for a second interview at my dream company. Congratulations.
Wow. Oh my God. Keep us updated. Ooh, how appropriate. Danielle said, starting National Novel Writing Month.
Whoa.
That must be November. I've never even heard of that.
Okay, that's amazing.
Wow.
Catherine said, going to see my bestie run the New York City Marathon. Oh my goodness, that is insane. Congrats to your friend. That is a major, major accomplishment.
Yeah, wow. And how cool to just be in that atmosphere too.
Mm-hmm.
And along the same lines of Brie, Lindley said, got an interview for a job that lights my soul up.
Aw.
Look at you guys, putting yourselves out there. Love that.
So cute. All right, back to part two. Let's do it. We're going to start with question number 23.
What's the strangest thing someone has ever asked you?
Oh my gosh. Someone once asked me if my parents named me Kara and spelt it C-E-A-R-A for attention.
Oh, that is such a backhanded compliment.
I was like, I mean, it's literally from a Gaelic name book, but go off, queen.
So rude. I mean, they could have gotten the answer to that question without having to phrase it that way. Like, hey, your name is spelled different. Like, is there meaning to that?
Yeah. Do your parents do that for attention? I'm like, no, they just like traditional Irish names, but okay.
Wow. Shockingly, someone asked me to photograph their wedding and I did it. I said yes and they paid me. And don't get me wrong, I am very honored. Like, that is such a nice thing. And I'm not like bad at taking photos. Like, I love shooting like lifestyle content, but I am not equipped to shoot a wedding. I don't have the equipment for that. I don't have the training or the experience. Like, I cannot believe that someone thought, all right, today is the most important, one of the most important days of our life. We should hire someone who's never shot a wedding ever in their life.
We should hire Allison Wedding.
And I don't mean to diss on this person at all. Like, seriously, very honored. And they turned out fine. Like, they wanted it to be a more like casual garden wedding. So like, it was okay. But that was so removed from my strengths.
You know, it's good to challenge ourselves every once in a while. And honestly, that stuff is so expensive. Everything wedding related is just like so overpriced and expensive. So,
but dude, I miss the kiss. It was so fast. Like, the whole ceremony was like literally 4 minutes and I was planning for much longer. So I had put a Zoom lens on and I was like, kind of farther away trying to get like, you know, them up there. And then all of a sudden I could hear it wrapping up and I was like, oh my God, fuck. Like, I have to change my lens to the shorter lens. And as that was changing, they just kissed. And so I like ran around and then tried to play it off. And as they were walking down the aisle, I was like, can you guys keep kissing more, like interact? And so I like got a fake second kiss. And honestly, it turned out fine, but I was scared shitless.
I mean, that sounds really scary. It happens, you know. And I'm sure that didn't make and break their wedding photos.
It broke my reasoning of ever saying yes to that type of thing ever again.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is the biggest lesson you've learned so far in your career?
Ooh, there are so many. Actually, that would be a good podcast episode of things we've learned in our career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll highlight it.
One of them is how much support comes from people that you don't expect at all. Like, of course, my family and like immediate friends are like very supportive, but there are so many strangers that, or like a random person from high school that you haven't seen in 10 years. Like, people come out of the woodworks and are just so supportive and it just blows my mind. It's awesome.
That's amazing. I would say good relationships are the foundation to being successful. If you have good relationships with people and treat people well and with kindness, then it's going to be very easy for you to be successful.
That's a good one. Kind of building off of that, not that anyone asked, but in each industry, the industries are smaller than you think they are. Like, so mm-hmm. many people know each other. So I think it's your reason for that is very valid.
Ties with yeah. that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What's one of your favorite memories from your career so far?
Definitely one that sticks out was when I was hired to produce a video for the United Arab Emirates Tourism Board. We had a dinner one of the nights sitting at the bottom of the Burj Khalifa, which is like the world's tallest building. And there was like 10 of us that were all working there. And I just remember having like really good conversations. We're all laughing, just like enjoying the beautiful night. There was like randomly a concert going on right in front of the Burj. So we were watching this concert from across the way and just got to see this free concert. Got to connect with some videographers that I hadn't really got to know while I was working at Beautiful Destinations, like some other people from BD that I just never had gotten to talk with. So I don't know. It was just like beautiful weather, beautiful food, people. So yeah, that was one of my favorite memories. And obviously just like such a cool opportunity. I think I just remember feeling like so grateful and just having like a moment of gratitude.
You're like, this is what me, when I thought of the dream job, like this is the aha moment of like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah. And like the icing on top was like, there was clips from like other BD videos, like being shown like at this concert as like an ad for like Visit Dubai. It was just so weird. It was just like so many like full circle moments that were just crazy.
That's cool. That's a good answer. Mine is so much smaller. When I had New Wave's 1 year birthday, it was just such a good day from beginning to end. Like this girl had asked me if she could do like a little video of the store for her school project. So I like got ready that morning and then like made everything look nice. And then she kind of interviewed me and so many people came by and I just felt proud, I guess, because obviously I opened New Wave in 2020. So it was a horrible year to open a business. So I feel like, you know, your first year of business is going to be the hardest. Mostly you're figuring everything out. And it was like, okay, at least we got to year one. Should hopefully be better after that, you know?
And you had a really cute cake, right?
I did have a cute cake.
Those pictures were iconic.
Thanks. And then what did I do for year two? Nothing. Didn't even open.
I'm like, you know, it was like your birthday. You needed to relax. You need to recover. You took today for yourself.
I'm like, yep. Sorry. Celebrating this year by myself. We'll catch you on year three, guys.
Yeah, that's perfect. What is a funny memory you have that still makes you laugh?
I like didn't put an answer for this one. I don't know. There's so many.
That was a really hard one. Like trying to think of what makes you laugh or something that really made you laugh so hard. It's like sometimes you don't remember what it was. It was just funny.
Yeah. And like in that moment, there was like things happening that made it so funny that you maybe wouldn't laugh at later. But that time, I think it was this summer when Clay and I were like hot dog rolling each other in the picnic blanket. I've shared that on here. We were just being so silly and childish. Like that was one of the only times maybe in the last year that I can think that I just felt so present that there was not a care in the world. Like we could have been in a little igloo bubble and that was how big the world was. It was just so cute. It felt like a movie and we were belly laughing so hard. But I don't know. Clay and I belly laugh together like every day. We're so weird and silly.
That's so fun. That's good. Laughter is like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah. I think I forget how much I appreciate it because with other people, I'm not like funny and that weird. But with Clay, I'm so like that I should probably lean into that side of me more.
Yeah.
What'd you put?
I would say getting roasted for my old dingy suitcase by Chris, Logan, and Hania when we're in San Antonio. I mean, they had been making fun of me for it for a while, but specifically on that trip, that was like the turning point. I'm like, oh my gosh, like they had a full on like 10-minute roasting session, just making fun of like my 12-year-old suitcase. And they're all just so funny when we're us four together, because we just had a shoot together in September. Like I don't think I can think of like a specific story from that trip, but I was just laughing the entire time.
That's a good group right there.
Yeah, it's a fun group.
I know it's hard because I feel like with funny stories, when you retell them, it's not funny. So it's, no, like, it's like you had to be there.
Yeah, literally had to be there.
Do you remember when you and I went to La Bouvette and then they interviewed you for the news?
Gosh, yeah. You were coming down from your apartment, right? And like I was being interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is like the dumbest I've ever looked on television or like in any type of media. They're like, what do you think about this weather? I'm like, the roads are dangerous. Be careful. But I just drove
across town.
Yeah. I just drove from my house to downtown, which is like 25 minutes. But like, I didn't even say it that clear. I was like, the roads are icy. I don't even know.
Thank God I was not down there yet because I would have hidden a bush. Like, there's no way. What's something that has intimidated you in the past year?
Saying hi to someone that I admire and doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone that I had followed for a while, I saw in person in New York and I just went and said hi. But I was nervous at first because this person's like a big deal. But behind all of our social media pages and followings and whatnot, it's just people. And like, same with celebrities too. We're all just people. And this person was very happy that I said hi. So
love that. Good for you for putting yourself out there.
Thank you. How about you?
I put taking mushrooms. I haven't done it yet. I took this as something that is still intimidating me, I guess. I really want to. And I keep doing research. It's one analysis by paralysis. I've done too much research that I just need to have a day and go have a little moment. But I haven't done it. I think it's almost like I've waited so long that I want it to be just right and this really great experience. Do you know what I mean? If you wait too long to do something, you like build it up in your head to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just got to rip the band-aid.
Makes sense. What is a tip for initiating conversation with a stranger?
Compliment them.
Mm-hmm. It's a great one.
I think it happens a lot at the store. I don't know why. Sometimes I just like get a vibe from a girl. I'm like, I think they hate me. Like right when they walk in or just girl stuff. I don't know. And so I'm like, I don't want them to think that I hate them. So then if I just compliment them, I feel like it breaks the ice.
That's perfect. I would say pick an item in the room and make a comment about it. So someone's wearing a cool hat. Say, oh my gosh, I like your hat. Where'd you get it from? Or like if the lights are blue, I'm like, what the heck is up with these blue lights? What do you think? Is this cool? I don't know. Something silly like that.
That's a good one. Yeah. It's like directing attention away to a thing and then finding the common ground.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that TikTok of the girl who went up to a guy and she asked him like, oh, me and my friend are playing a game and we're guessing where everyone's from. Where are you from? And then he's like, oh, where do you think I'm from? And she's like, I think you're from Colorado. And like, that was a really good conversation starter. So I thought that was a good one too.
Mm-hmm. When was a time you looked your best?
I wrote down at Coachella. I got to get my hair done and make my makeup done professionally. And I felt very cute. Like that girl who did my makeup, I'm going to tag her in the show notes. I literally want her to do my wedding makeup. Like I had never looked better. And that was the first time I ever got my makeup done professionally. I never got my makeup done before my entire life. And it just looked so good.
That's kind of similar to what I wrote was mine and Clay's 2-year anniversary photos because I got my hair and makeup mm-hmm. done. And same, like I never get my makeup done. And I'm like, wow, I could actually look like this if I knew what I was
doing.
Yeah,
but even like Camly, I don't know. I feel like the makeup artists just know, like they're so good.
And timing wise, like mine and Clay's anniversary is August. So I felt like I was like nicely sun-kissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I guess Coachella's earlier in the summer, but I do feel like when I have like a tan at the end of the summer, I'm usually a little more in shape in summer, it feels like.
No, I definitely load up on the spray tan. So yes, I like big tan as well. And imagine being a celebrity and get glam all the time. Like, that's why they look so good.
I just need to learn how to do my own. I mean, not that it's just like getting professional makeup done regularly is not super feasible. But if I could just learn how to, you know, get through a weekend, that would be nice.
Okay, what do you look for in an outfit that makes you feel great?
Okay, I feel like this section, I have a lot to say. I'm gonna sink it in. So it has to feel like me. It can't be too tight and too revealing. I have this weird thing. I don't know if I've said it before. If I feel like too hot, like sexy hot and too revealing, I like it sick to my stomach.
Mm.
I like feel so not normal. I like cannot go out like that. Like there will be times in college where I would like actually have a hot outfit on. And I'm like, dude, it's not me. This doesn't feel right. And I like couldn't do it. So for me to feel great in it, I like to look cool or like cute or beautiful, but I don't really like to look like I'm trying to be hot or sexy.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I feel like if you go to my Instagram and you look at like the essence, it's usually more like chill and cute, not like sexy.
No, that makes total sense. I would say if it fits for me, that makes an outfit look great. If it's a good color, definitely some colors that don't look great on me. And if it's unique, I feel like I look great or feel great. I like a fun, unique outfit.
You do. You definitely explore like fun things and patterns and
different stuff. It's good. Pro tip, rent your clothes. Then you can try all the fun things and never have to commit. I feel like that's my secret. You guys are getting the inside scoop. I've just been jumping around lately. I was doing Rent the Runway. Now I'm trying out Fashion Pass and then I'll probably try out Nully at some point. But I really like both of them so far. I think, they're both great, honestly.
Definitely good for
events. And weddings.
When you're getting the photo.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
We're taking a quick break from this episode to introduce one of our sponsors, Fight Camp. I recently shared with you guys my new interest in boxing. And if you've been curious to try boxing as well, but want to do it from the comfort of your own home, then Fight Camp is the perfect solution. Fight Camp is interactive at-home boxing that allows you to elevate your at-home workout experience.
You can explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp has live punching counting stats that motivate you by continuing every punch throughout your workout and pushing you to meet goals with each round. ground. So their gloves actually have built-in sensors that track every single punch, giving you an accurate look at your workout. As you progress with your workouts, you'll unlock achievements and you can go head-to-head against other members, whether they're across the country or even across the living room.
One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone. We all know that some gyms can feel a little intimidating and it can take a lot of discipline to get outside during these upcoming colder months. No matter your fitness level, age, or experience, Fight Camp has workouts for you.
Fight Camp is like the Peloton for boxing. You use their equipment at home, it tracks your achievements, tracks your punches to create a full picture of your workout. Join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99, and they even offer some great financing options so that you can get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/alreadyfriends to learn more. Again, that's fightcamp.com/alreadyfriends.
Happy boxing.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What do you try to avoid that makes for a bad outfit?
I think just any unflattering shapes or cuts. Just like things that don't shape my body well. I'm like shorter, so maybe if it's like drowns me, that's never good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just something I'm uncomfortable in too. Like if you can tell I'm uncomfortable, what do you think?
So you're mostly going off of like the fit and like how it actually like flatters your body.
Yeah.
See, I could get way better at that. That is like not something I consider at all. I'm like, do I look like a trash bag? Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's like trash bag though. It's like,
no, I don't even know.
Like
if peplum was not good for your body type, then like,
yes,
like whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't even think of like what a bad out. Like I don't buy things I don't like. So I can't think of like a bad outfit other than like bad shapes.
I get where you're going with that because my reasoning was kind of along the shapes, I guess. Like I would never wear a tight top and like skinny jeans because you don't want to like, or I don't want to do tight and tight. Like that would seem so weird. So they want to do a tight top, small top, big bottoms or a flowier top. And then, you know, maybe like a more straight legged bottom. But I also have a thing. I feel like if I'm wearing like a beanie and a hat or like bigger accessories up top, I have to wear like a chunkier shoe to balance it out.
Yeah.
And I like to have the shades of the neutrals match. Like I wouldn't want to wear a white shirt with cream shoes. That type of thing really bothers me. And I could never do like dark denim with like black shoes. That drives me crazy. It has to be light wash denim with black shoes.
That makes sense.
It is kind of hard to figure out what a bad outfit is.
I know. I'm like, I feel like nowadays everyone just wears like quote unquote bad outfits. It's fashion.
Yeah, because it's there's this quote that's like, you have to know the rules in order to know how to break them. So those people that are like intentionally making bad outfits, like they know enough to know that it's not a bad outfit.
Almost. It's not catastrophic. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Who do you think has the best style in the world?
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Ooh, they do. That's such a good answer.
Thanks. And did I spend 2 hours in my nostalgic era with them last night on TikTok? Yes. I watched so many clips and like with The Row, some clips from The Runway and their latest show. And they're just so cute and their story. And oh, I like half feel so bad for them, but half like I'm so interested by them. They're iconic. And that was like our era. We might have some listeners that like don't really fully grasp like the Mary-Kate and Ashley
type.
Yes. But for our age, they were everything.
For sure. No, they're very much style icons.
And they dress like kind of like how I hope to dress. Baggy. They're not afraid to have so much clothing on.
Right.
I love that.
No, and they experiment and they have a really cool brand. And yeah. I don't think anyone should ever ask me who I think has the best style in the world because like, what the heck do I know? I mean, I really like Matilda Jurs outfits. Like if you're going to see, like ask me who I think has really good style, I think her outfits are always very well done. But like that's not really related to like high fashion or anything. So I don't really know.
Yeah, but she's definitely very influential in the social media space.
Yeah. It has good style.
I think that's still a good answer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, she's adorable. Any advice for someone who wants to go from blonde to brunette or get lots of layers or just do a big hair transformation?
Yeah, the question was about hair transformations and I haven't really done like a massive one. The only thing I've done recently was like do a lot of layers. So that was what I wrote down for the question Allison was going to ask me. If you're going to do a lot of layers, like that's very trendy on TikTok, I would say don't cut them yourself. It can go very wrong. So I'd say lean into your hair gals and then just make sure you have time to style them because it's not going to naturally look good. Like you do have to style and like blow them out.
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of Pinterest hair, we think that they make it look so easy, but the work that it takes to actually make it look like that
right,
be tricky.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Any advice for someone going from blonde to brunette?
Do it yesterday. Oh my God, I should have done it sooner.
That's funny.
I look back at photos of me and I was like, oh, it's like my hair and skin and everything were all the same shade. It was not good.
Don't hate on it too much. I loved your blonde hair, but you look amazing, brunette.
Thank you. I think I just maintained too blonde. I could have done a dirtier blonde. Like when I had dirty blonde hair, sometimes it was great. But like 2 years ago, I went to a stylist and she made me so blonde and really fucked it up.
It made you hit your breaking point.
Yeah, which maybe I guess it's all meant to be, but it took me way too blonde.
Okay, what is your favorite fast food?
Chipotle.
That's what I put. It's just so good. It's consistent.
Did I have it yesterday? Yes.
Yeah, it's too good.
Tell me if you feel this way about Chipotle though. I will like get it a lot for, I don't know, say a few weeks or something. And then I forget it exists for like months on end. And then all of a sudden I rehab it again. And then I go on another kick.
I think that's good. Because if you had it all the time, 24/7, I think we'd get sick of it. But I think it is good to like do that and like phase in and out. Because I'm with you. I'll forget that it exists. And then I'll get it. I'm like, oh, it's so good.
So good. It's honestly like me with everything. I get into a phase, overdo it, and then pause it until I remember again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your favorite karaoke song? I know you've got a pile of answers for this.
I put Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
And have you performed this?
I have.
How many times?
Twice. How about you?
How did you do?
So bad. Like my voice is not good, but I try to get the crowd involved. That's the key to being a karaoke gal is like, if your vocals ain't there, the stage presence has to be there. Get the crowd hype. Get the mic out there, point at them, get them involved.
Do you feel like a different version of you like went to singing school and like did more of like the musical theatrical side? Because you're definitely good at that stuff.
Well, thank you. I had been blessed with better vocals, maybe, but like that was never going to be in this lifetime.
Really? Even with some voice lessons?
I just think that, you know, maybe, but I think that some people are just gifted and it ain't me. I'll just let them have it. How about you?
I put none. You guys will not catch me singing karaoke.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Just not a big stage performer kind of gal.
Yeah.
I'll be cheering from the front row.
Okay, these next ones are rapid fire. Who is your favorite person to FaceTime in the world and why?
Well, I don't FaceTime.
Yeah, I was going to say literally no one again.
Suddenly I'm just being a major hater. If I had to FaceTime someone, Clay, I guess, but we're always together. I don't know. Maybe I'll, if you guys listened to last week's episode with Vanna, my favorite Australian coworker, maybe I should FaceTime some pals from across the world. Catch up.
I would say my friend Heidi or my mom so she can show me her dogs, Dudley and Daphne.
Okay. Who is the first person you call after something awesome happens?
Probably either Connor or my mom or dad. How about you?
Clay or my parents.
Yeah. Okay. What causes do you think are important?
Our food supply.
Yeah.
It's rapid fire. I can't say anything else. What about you?
I put America's homelessness crisis. That makes me sad. Okay. Lots to say. Okay.
What's your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
Yoga now, if yoga's a sport, but running cross country track.
Slay. What's your favorite way to spend a Sunday?
Sleep in, make pancakes with Clay, go for a walk, hang out in our sunroom and read, go to an evening yoga class.
So nice. Same, going for a walk and to get coffee, exploring a new city if I'm in a new city, or just chilling at home and prepping for the week.
Amazing. Who's your favorite celebrity?
I wrote down Chris Pratt. He cracks me up. I also love Margot Robbie. Just love any movie she's in. And Jennifer Lawrence. She's also really funny too.
Wow. A good list. I just put Emma Chamberlain. But she's like tearing between celebrity and influencer, but I think she's full-blown celeb status at this point.
Wow. That's funny because the next question.
I know. Wait, they're rapid fire, but I have to say people, now I'm just chewing my own horn, but sometimes people say I look like Emma Chamberlain and have like for a long time. So before she was famous, I always was extra interested in her because I was like, why do people say that? So I feel like connected to her.
Love her.
Okay. Your favorite influencer?
Oh, wait, yeah. Because the next question is who's your favorite influencer? And I wrote down Emma Chamberlain.
Wow. Emma stands.
I just love anything she puts out. Podcasts, YouTube videos. I'm there for it.
She's the realist. Okay, her name is Kristen, but her at is KRRSTN. Yeah. And she also has an account for her home and her Mediterranean travels and her brand Shop Mocha. I'm just obsessed because she shares everything, but also shares nothing. I know nothing about her. Don't know if she has family, a boyfriend, pet, whatever, but her content is gorgeous. And it is the dream for me of like, she has such a big platform, but has ultimate privacy. Like that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I need to be more along those lines.
Wow.
Of just sharing art and it doesn't have to be so much about me.
Mm-hmm.
What three words describe your style right now?
Simple, feminine, comfortable.
Simple, feminine, comfortable. Do you see the TikToks of like the three words?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We'll talk offline. I put oversized, worn in, and chill.
Yeah. Okay, continuing the rapid fire, what's one thing you wish you knew before getting into a serious relationship?
Don't get pets beforehand.
Great tip. I would say that you don't always need to be in a relationship. Time alone is good for many reasons too.
Love that. Who cooks more, you or Connor?
It's probably very equal, but definitely Connor because I can still order out and he doesn't really eat takeout as much. What about you?
I think we do equal, but Clay meal preps everything. So it seems like he cooks so much more because it's like this huge production, but I just cook like little bits at a time, mm-hmm. I guess.
He just makes a big scene. So dramatic. He
makes a huge mess. No, he cleans up everything. He's the best.
What's one word to describe yourself?
I had to put three. Curious, which leads me to being creative, but I'm also independent.
That's fun. Okay, I wrote down a couple too, so I'll share mine. Of course, we just can't pick one.
We're just so different. All around.
So amazing. I put optimistic, bubbly, outgoing.
Those are great. Those are three words no one would ever describe me as.
That is not true. That is not true. Okay.
What's the best life advice you've ever received?
Coming from my mother, kill them with kindness.
I'm going to go with the one from my mom of only boring people get bored, because I just think in our day-to-day life, it could be easy to settle into the boredom and the mundane, but it keeps things interesting. And that's probably like where my curiosity stems from, was always being like, what could I learn, or what could I do, or where could I go see?
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with stress?
Walk, meditate, journal.
I have a good toleration for stress, but if I'm very stressed, I don't deal with it very well. So I literally couldn't find the shirt that I wanted to wear yesterday. And I was like, I looked for like 20 minutes. I just started screaming. I was getting so frustrated, but I found it.
Do you like bottle up scream, or like,
I was just like,
what do you shout?
Ah, where is it? Like, not serious. It's just like, ah, like what is going on?
Oh my God,
like,
that is,
but then
so
when I
funny.
Scream, then usually things work out. Then I That's found good. It. Like I had to let it out.
That's good. Mine is, my bad side of that is like my tone. Like if anything, I'll be shorter and just like super dry.
That's so funny.
What did you love about school?
I loved meeting new people, learning. I actually did like learning. And I liked the activities, like extracurriculars.
I loved learning, like the actual school part. I also loved the sports. Definitely have more to say about the hate, maybe. I did not like lunchtime, because we always did it in like chunks. And I felt like my friends were always in the wrong chunks. Yeah. And by the time people would came, it was like I was done with my food.
Yeah.
And I was never like a big click person. Mm-hmm. I always like bounced around between friend groups. So it was always like, I don't know who I'm friends with like today, like in this wing of the school. Because you'd like huddle after the lockers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't like the clickiness of high school. I was like, can we all just everyone be friends with everyone?
Yeah, that's always sad. I did not like how early it was. I feel like it's actually crazy that we'd wake up for like at like 6:30 or 7 for school and get there by 7:30 or 7:45. That's just crazy to me. And I would have swim practice before school. So I'd have to wake up at 5:45, get to practice at 6, practice from 6 to 7:15, and then go to school. It was awful.
Yeah, it is so early. You're right. Final question. What word or phrase is very Nebraskan or St. Louis, St. Lucian?
Yeah, I'm an island girl.
Are you doing Nebraska too? Are you doing Nebraska or St. Louis?
That's my hometown.
Okay. Okay. What word or phrase is very Nebraskan, aka from your hometown or accent?
I don't know. I feel like we don't have that bad of an accent. Maybe people are like, you have such an accent. I just put chili and cinnamon rolls. That's not even a word or a phrase. It's just something that like is Nebraskan, is having a chili, a bowl of chili with cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm.
Did you know the Reuben was also invented in Omaha?
Yes, that's a good one too. Or like steak is very Nebraskan. Omaha steaks.
Omaha yeah. steaks.
What's the phrase you had?
The phrase I was going to say is,
yep. Oh. Okay, yeah. That, oh, I always say that.
But that might be the whole Midwest.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
If anyone is not familiar with ope, you can say it in almost any setting. Oh, excuse me, ope. Or you accidentally do something.
Yeah.
Ope.
If I almost run into someone, it's ope, hands down. Every time. Okay, yay.
Very versatile.
Amazing. We got through the questions. Round of applause for us. And that was fun.
This was a good topic idea. Thank you.
Of course. I love these videos. So we have to do it for ourselves.
Me too. Well, thank you guys for sticking with part one and part two. We appreciate you.
Yes. And we hope you learned some fun stuff about us. That was another episode of the Ari Friends Podcast. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thanks so much again for listening to another episode. We seriously appreciate all the love and support. And to show our appreciation, Allison's going to announce a giveaway that we have going on, and she's going to tell you how you can get entered.
All right. What you can win is a big PR box full of all of these awesome products. There will be something in there for everyone. In order to get entered, there are two things you can do. One is to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure to send a screenshot of that to our Instagram. That way we know you left that review. Or you can put something up on your Instagram story, whether that's a screenshot of the podcast episode you're listening to, a quote that you resonated with, and tag us so that we can make sure to see it. And then we will put you into our chart of your name, and we will draw at the end of the year.
As always, if you guys want to stay connected with us, you can join our Facebook group, Already Friends Podcast Friend Squad. You can also join our Patreon page, patreon.com/alreadyfriends. It's $5 a month for a bonus episode every single month with access to our entire backlog of bonus episodes. Guys, so many good topics there. So go check that out. And yeah, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.